Blog Talk Radio.
Shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports Network.
And if I may say, that the sports in-depth nation is here. The sport in-depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Truck NDOT Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Doc Stanley. Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network. It's a Tuesday, SID Tuesday, and packing our last show here before we head back to Fortaleza, Brazil, the South, Cool in the Gang. And as I say, it's such apropos music because on a cold, winter day like today, we wish there was a summer breeze you'd be going through. Like I said, often it's perfect because we have a cold winter's day like this, and you wish it was summer again. Oh, it's a hot, cold August. Excuse me. Not a hot, cold August. A hot August day. The dog day of summer. And, you know, that comes from a start being made. Not dogs getting overheated. Or it's, you know, I'm sitting in Fortaleza. 89 to 97 degrees, enough humidity. 6 hours of daylight, 6 hours of sun, sipping on a little cold, refreshing coconut water. Hopefully soon we'll get there with Peter, the governor, and the land, the greatest football player of all time, Pelé. And we're going to run here quick. NFL, Eddie is here, and Dusty, a little boxing. Earl Spence Jr., looking like a senior. Talk some about that. There's some talk about Mayweather coming back. Got something about that too. Talk Jets football. Steelers lost. I mean, you know, Steelers lost. Giants win. Jets lose. I mean, you know, you expect the Jets to lose, but not in the fight. Steelers, Washington at home, and they lose to Washington. And then the Giants go on the road and beat Seattle in Seattle. As the late Marcy Montana would say, how do you like the Mavericks? Well, if you wanted, you did. There's some things too, if you go real quickly. We say happy birthday to Bob Arum. He's 89 years old today, Bob Arum. One of the great ones. He's always been very conscious, very professional, very kind, very nice to me. I remember when Duran beat Davy Moore, he let me read a poem I wrote about Duran after the fight. Told me some great stories that went about Jim Brown. I remember about that. Barry Sanders, third best running back of all time. His father said that, introducing him. And people scratching it. Well, Jim Brown's number one. Probably third best. You put him on stage, maybe? Okay, he's top big. Top big. Great back. Happy birthday to Bob Arum. And yesterday, in memory of the late Michael Phelps Smith Jr. And of course, the great Larry Bird. And a great player in his own implication, Johnny Bench. Some think the greatest catcher of all time. Are you serious? Definitely one of the greats. And they see the Sox won again. LeBron or Mike? To keep with that question, really, Mike is the greater offensive player. LeBron may be a better all-around player. First come to show, I'm going to bother Mike. You remember Rooney Thunder is here. Jay, you know people for a long time and things you don't know. Yeah, I met him with his beloved grandparents, Chief Reverend Chief, Reverend Susan Mendoza. And I remember him always, hey, Uncle Mo. More importantly, I remember he sent me a call from my birthday. And he said, Uncle Mo, may God bless you all and bless your life. That's one that I forget. Didn't know your number. J.D., that's his name, J.D. Not John David, J.D. Mustang. Happy holidays to all. And you know what? NFL here, Investor's Wood and Thunder. And my Bible says, Jerry, to do with my beloved daughter, Jimmy. I'm starting to find out that James, who lives in the New Testament, well, did you know that James? Thank you. James is the brother of Jesus and didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God until he died. I mean, how many times you got to walk on water? How many blind do you have to regain sight? You know, it's wow. Open up with Sam Cooke, and then we're going to come with Thunder.
Oh, that was a woman.
NFL Edge.
In the Bible.
She had been sick so very long.
But she had
my
Jesus was standing by.
And she joined on
the
gathering throng. Greatest male doctor. Maybe the greatest doctor in the world. Okay, mail him.
Someone ask her,
email
what are you trying to do? She said if I could just touch the hem of his garment.
Here's James. He sees Christ in his every day. Nobody has done a God. This lady never saw him. Just when he stepped in his garment.
Said if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And whoa, she spent her money here and there. Until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said it was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole. She stood there crying,
this is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Guard Radio Network, and it's time to pray. So let's take this moment or two and pay homage to the one only true God. Take your hats off. Stop walking. Quit talking. Let's pay homage to Yahweh, Jah. The one and only true God. John Coltrane, Leaders in Prayer, discovered by Miles Louis Davis. Dear Lord is the title of the song, and that's what we say. Dear Lord, here we come before you. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way. We thank you for last night's lying down, just morning getting up. As my beloved mother Vivian says, we're 92 next year. Dear Lord, closing it right now. Thank you for food on our table, shoes on our feet, clothes on our back, and more importantly, dear Lord, the debt was paid and wasn't made a long time ago. As the holiday season come about, let us remember Jesus is the reason for the season. Let us be thankful to the Lord in this COVID infected year that we and our dear ones are here. We ask you to bless the family of all the panel, NFL Ed, all knowing, all seeing Eileen, dear Zusty, and his incomparable boxing crew, and Consuelo to Enrique. And this is all our families, the Lord, the memory, too. As we get to how is one meet those Santiago to live. Praise God for all the right, problems on the world. Lord, as you told us to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us trespasses, that we forgive those who trespass against us. We do not be taken, but the Lord can eat. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of heaven. In the name of your darling son, Lord, Holy Jesus Christ. You always open up with the Give Me Vanilla because we're reaching out to Rosie, who was our number one listener from Volta Redonda, Brazil, and haven't heard from Rosie in a while. Keeping her and all of Brazil in our prayers as we now go into Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. May the bell sound, NFL Ed, Dia, Zusty, Dusty, and Thunder join us here on this segment of Sports in Depth. Ed, you and Dusty, Ed, first I want to bring you here because I know you're probably still in disbelief right now. Jokingly talking to you today, and I got some locker with a jet hat, but luckily everybody's wearing masks, so I couldn't be totally identified as a Jet fan, Ed.
Well, as a Jet fan, that was a ridiculous call. That guy didn't even put a move on him. He just ran out of the gates like a wild dog. He was straight up the field. And if they didn't learn something from previous play, Dusty, ask me if I'm wrong, right? All right. There was the overthrew. They could have won the game in 15 seconds or 10 seconds. Instead, they didn't learn, and they go again. So terrible mistake. You didn't learn from the first blown coverage. Well, you got a freebie. Call over through that receiver, and now all of a sudden you do it again. And then 5 seconds in the game. I'm so sorry for the Jets, and I'm a Jet fan. Mel, you know that well. But come on, it is what it is. And then
there's green in you. There's the Irish that flows and the Jet that flows. And combined, that makes you a dark green, Ed. A dark green.
it's like the Jets are star-crossed because I look for them to win that game. I'm saying, my God, they finally got a win. And the guy throws a Hail Mary. I said, nah, he's not going to catch it. Sure enough, boom. I mean, with 5 seconds left, I'm saying, what the hell?
In that case, it really wasn't a Hail Mary. He just threw the ball, and he had the coverage that he wanted. And, that thing always saying,
well, that's the way they call them. They call them Hail Marys. They were losing, so that's how they do it. They get the long
On that one, that's not a Hail Mary. A Hail Mary
is
when you throw into a whole crowd of guys.
A Hail Mary is when you throw it. He threw it to the receiver. That's still a Hail Mary. Because if he hadn't thrown it, he would have lost. I'm trying to tell you. Hail Mary. Crowd of one person, that doesn't mean anything.
Time out. Ed. That was a pass. That was
a Hail Mary.
Ed.
Well, he was being blitzed, all right? So if Dusty wants to call it a Hail Mary because, he had to get rid of it fast.
Exactly. But, he will lose the game.
Yeah.
The coaches, you know what? I've always said, but in this case, the theory is gone. But I always said the only thing to prevent defense does is prevent you from winning. So I guess the only thing blitzing at the wrong is just – And they fired him. But, let's look at this, too. Yeah, but let's look at this, too. Somewhere along the line. You know what? And they said there was another situation I forgot. When the Cleveland Browns had their non-winning season, he was the defensive coordinator of that team, too. You know what? And you wonder, how do guys get jobs? How does a guy who's defensive coordinator of a team who didn't win a game? And it's a good old boy network. It's systematic racism. How does this guy get a job? He didn't win a football game as defensive coordinator, and now he gets a job? It's only in America. Gentlemen, real quickly, I got my man Thunder here, over here. with different studios, including Issues. You're a Giant fan or Jet fan?
Jet.
Yeah. Did you see the game Sunday?
No.
Well, you didn't miss anything. But now you used to play a little football yourself, right?
Yeah.
What was
I played nine and then moved up to running back.
Really? So did you enjoy playing defense better, or did you like being an offensive player?
We honestly enjoyed offense better because you had, like, a better chance at, like, protecting your quarterback. And, like, say if, like, the receiver's not out there and you're out there, you know that you can retrieve the ball. Even though that's not your position, you can still at least get a chance to run it in.
You know, that's the first time I've ever heard an offensive player talking about the positivity of defending the quarterback. And I guess you're saying, you know, you can block at the same time you can get another. And you wore number 19, huh?
Yeah.
Did you know what famous players wore number 19? Well, the greatest number 19 of all time is Johnny Unitas. I remember Peyton Manning wore number 18. I remember Ed and Dusty, I remember seeing a sign one time at the Baltimore game, and it said, 18 will never be as great as 19. And you know what got me, too, Ed? And you too, Dusty. Oh, Ed forgot you. Lance Allworth was number 19. You know, I got to think like that. You know, now, imagine 19 throwing in like Lance Allworth, Bambi, San Diego Chargers. He also wore number 19. And Doc Sandy Sports, their Broad Talk Radio, the Trust and Government Network, live in studios. We're going to be talking back with Thunder again. And Thunder, you Giants, Jets. What made you a Jet fan?
To be honest, their defense. I really like their defense.
No, evidently their pass defense.
Yeah.
Hey, Dusty, it's my show. Leave me alone, man.
You're a bully.
I've always been a Jets fan, right? But then, like, my attention started going towards Eagles. Because, like,
I
really
like the Eagles. Yeah, I mean, how, you know, Dusty. He simply went down the turnpike.
That's right. He just traveled down the turnpike.
It wasn't only that. You know, they did win the Super Bowl. What made you go to the Eagles, Thunder?
I really like their offense because at the same time, their defense for the quarterback was as great as the quarterback plays. Like, when the quarterback knows he can't do anything about it, he'll run it, even though he knows, like, that's a risk to the game, because without him, then the game's done. He still takes that chance and, like, finds, like, a pocket or any type of gap and goes right here.
Yeah, well, Dr. Danny Sports, your Blog Talk Radio, Trust Card Radio Network, live here on a cold, it's football type weather day in New York City here. We got Thunder, we get back to Thunder. Looking at the thing, like I said, the Giants won a big game, but then turn around and, you know, Dusty, hey, I mean, we're looking at Sunday. Jets are going to lose. Well, they were winning, but they lost. Washington against the Steelers and Pittsburgh, they're going to lose. And then we got the Giants in Seattle. They're going to lose. Mm-hmm. It didn't work that way. Giants pulled out a big game in Seattle, and then Washington said, uh-oh, we have to win too, Ed.
We have to win too. Exactly. Well, before we go on, with two great guys passed away this weekend. Rafer Johnson was 86 years old. He was the bodyguard for Robert Kennedy. And he was a close friend of the Kennedy family.
Remember, his fame came. He might have been the first black player to win, first black athlete to win the decathlon.
Right, exactly. And then we have another great ball player, Dick Allen, Chicago White Sox, who passed away.
You know what, man, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you about sports in depth. And these are the guys who make me, and you heard things. And I remember, you know what I thought about that when I heard that too, Dusty? I remember that. When he first came up to Philly, they called
him
Dick Allen. He said, my name is Ricky Allen.
Ricky Allen.
And then he said that you know, the Philadelphia – because, you know, people are under this misconception that the North is sympathetic toward the civil rights movement and the black movement. And he talked about he used to get $3 worth of change in coins that the Philadelphia fans used to throw at him in every game. And
exactly.
He said he was the guy that
made
Chicago
vibrant. And the one who was very close to him, Patrick, his mentor who protected him was Mike Schmidt, who encouraged him, protected him, defended him all the time, and when they were with the Phillies. And it was a tremendous bond between him and Mike Schmidt. So it was a tremendous situation, man.
In fact, he was the guy ahead of Schmidt. I mean, I think Alan Wade, heaviest bat, he said he was the guy that kept the White Sox vibrant and made them the
exactly.
number one team in Chicago. He won the MVP.
Yeah.
A great slugger.
But
I remember because when he first came up, they said Dick Allen, when he went to Chicago, the Cubs, he said, no, my name is Richie Allen. I got a chance, by the grace of God, I got a chance to meet him a few years ago. I met him and Vida Blue at the same time. But they said he was the man that kept the White Sox number one in Chicago over the Chicago Cubs, one of the great sluggers of all time. Yeah, that's it. And I heard about that yesterday about him. And I remember Rayford Johnson, besides people, you know, a lot of people, you know, remember him as the bodyguard of the Kennedy Club. He was
Robert
the first black athlete to win, to win the decathlon.
Exactly.
And,
and
a guy said to a lot of statue, a lot of credibility. And we remember them. As also, we remember, too, you know, yesterday, NFL Ed and Dusty, you know, our own Mel Cosell Smith Jr. Yesterday was Rooney's birthday, along with the great Larry Bird and Johnny Bench. Johnny Bench and Larry Bird, who's left-handed. And, I mean, Dami Wilkes has talked about that Larry Bird played a game left-handed and scored 30-some points. And also the man who coined the phrase Schwarzen Depth Nation, the late Mel Cosell Smith Jr., you know, two of his great lines, a point well taken, you know what I mean? And so we remember him. And, Now, Ed, we're going to run into football here. What happened? Seattle loses at home.
Oh,
Washington.
Let me tell you something, Doc. Memory. Let's go down memory lane. When Jerry Reese took over the Giants, you know the criticism and the attacks. Who is this dude? But they very easily forgot that he was understudy for 15 years with the normal general manager. And in the understudy, he won two Super Bowls.
First year,
and then
Dusty,
when he took over,
he won a Super Bowl in the first year. What I remember, Dusty,
right? The thing I want to tell you is this: the Giants remind me today of the Jerry Reese Giants. Why? Because they're getting their ass whipped at home, and they're road killers. They're winning games on the road.
What I remember about Jerry, though, for us, is that he was at the Super Bowl site, and we called him, and he gave us an on-air interview at SRF Radio, baby.
The Heartbeat of Harlem.
Jerry Reese, and he's been going 3-4. And he also was the guy that people forget who brought both your Latin friend there, and also Odell Beckham. So he brought Victor Cruz and Odell Beckham both to his draft picks, and he won two Super Bowls. And now, in the words of Marvin Gaye, he's not long gone. He's not doggone. He's long gone. But Jerry Reese.
But seeing them play Saturday against the formidable Seattle, I'm saying, damn, these guys remind me of Jerry Reese's Giants. Who knows if they'll be killers on the road and maybe walk away with a soup or at least be in the playoffs because they're looking good. They're looking good when they sack Wilson. I said, oh, my Lord, Wilson is untouchable, but they sacked him. And, it was good. But anyway, that's my thought.
Too, the thing is that what happened there, as big as their win was, Washington turned around and got another big win. I'm pretty sure, Eddie, there's no way you're thinking, Eddie, that Pittsburgh after the break, after the rest, after beating the Ravens, and they're going to be at home. Eddie, they lost to Washington. Hold on. Listen, they lost to a team with no name.
I agree. The Washington. football.
Team with no name.
That's sad. And you and I had a conversation earlier in the week about the Redskin emblem and everything. But let's go back to this now. All right, first off, can I make a statement? Mel, I was calling it, and you and I were laughing about it, but we called them the NFC Leafs, right?
The Leafs.
Yeah. All of a sudden, bang, you got like two juggernauts coming out of the boxing ring, correct? You know, knockout blows. And, hey, I think the Giants, and we had a bad New York football, ladies and gentlemen, or whoever's out there, right? But come on. Right now, we're looking at, you know, they're playing for this, but the Giants played a lot of tough games.
Yeah,
the Jets were getting pretty much blown out. Come on, average 18-point losses of what
nature?
Exactly. Yeah, but we're looking at the Giants team, and now they're starting to gel. I kind of like that. Yeah, and then hey, kudos to Washington, but guys, I don't think the Steelers looked that good against the Ravens. And they were playing a very depleted Ravens team the other week on Wednesday night. I notified they rest, so that, you know, that is an issue. But still, they didn't beat them very well. They should have handled them a good loss instead of a 5-point victory. But
Eddie, you bring up a point. Doc Stanley, Sports Desk, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Guard Network. Duff is here. Thunder is here. J.D. Mars and NFL Ed, you want to join us? Have a call, question, 646-200-0373, 646-200-0373, 646-200-0373. It's remarkable, Ed, that you bring up a good point, and nobody seemed to pick up on that. The depleted Ravens just barely lost, and if you go the other way, they almost won.
But, you know, let me ask you guys about Pittsburgh. Do you think, being that Washington, the no-name team, they took them for granted, figured we walked through these guys, they just got lackadaisical and lazy and figured this will be a washout, and they forget that the Washington, just like the Giants, are gelling at the right time, and they're doing the best. I mean,
Washington has been playing good football all along, though.
They look good. Yeah, losing to the Giants and losing to, but I mean, Pittsburgh figured out, well, this is a walkthrough. This is a Pop Warner league, and these guys slapped them. You know, so I don't know whether they realize that this was a mistake, and just like Kansas City with the freaking quarterback over there, and they'll only lose one game and continue winning and get sharp. I don't know. But Washington slapped the shit out of them. I mean, I said, oh, my Lord. Made them look bad.
Well, you know what? I tell you something, Dusty. Dr. Andy Sports, the Blog Talk Radio, and Trust the Thunder, you know, Washington beating the Steelers, Giants beating Seattle. Were you surprised at those games of Thunder?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, because he makes a good point. At the beginning of the season, a couple of people said, look, Pittsburgh may have a good record, but they're not as good as their record may indicate them to be. And other people said, whatever their record is, they may be a better team than what they ought to be. But, you know, gentlemen, it's either a situation that Washington is a lot better than we thought, or the Steelers are not as good as we thought. And I think the consensus is the last part. A lot of people say, if you throw Washington out the equation, a lot of people don't think the Steelers are as good as the record indicated. But, you know, 12-0 is 12-0. But I think we'll go back to you, Dusty. It's just that Washington is a better football team than their record indicates. And even though they get that tag,
it's true. But you know what it is. Here's a team that's jelly. Okay, so they took a few bumps. They hit a few bumps on the road. Giants, too. They hit a few bumps on the road. But then they got the mojo working. And they're playing some hard gut football. And this is what, you know, what I'm beginning to see in Baltimore. This is why yesterday I said, my Lord, they remind me of Jerry Reese's road killers. These guys are slapping people around. Okay, the score doesn't have to be astronomical, but they're getting the W. And that's
Dusty, a W is a W. And I remember something that Jesse Barfield told me. Doc Stanley put that Blog Talk Radio Trust. He said, you know, when you're on the road, you're more focused, you're more united as a team, because now me, you, and Ed are going out to dinner. Because back home, you've got to do a commercial. Ed's got to worry about tickets for Eileen and Mo. And hey, so I go to dinner by myself.
Home.
But when you're
away, wife and the kids, yeah.
But when you're on the road, you don't have to go home to nobody. You hang out with the guys. You spend more time with the guys. And I think you know, a lot can be said of that. Doc Stanley's wasn't the boss that way to trust the government. Let's get away from football for a minute, too, as we close it. Ed, not Ed, we'll get you for Eddie. Dusty, I think, look at what I saw, Spence. Spence looked marvelous, Dusty. Saturday, Spence looked marvelous.
Okay, look, I reserve the word marvelous, and not because, you know, why? For the simple reason that Danny Garcia looked lousy.
A black man can't use the word marvelous?
Were you trying to race bait me here?
Yes.
No, the thing is that this was not the Danny Garcia I saw fighting Sean Porter, although he lost. This is not the Danny Garcia fighting Keith Thurman, although he lost, and that was a split decision. It could have gone either way. This was a Danny Garcia that I saw that was gun-shy, tentative, and he didn't put Sean Spence to the test like I thought he would to prove that he did come back from the car accident. He didn't put him to the test. And then at the end of the fight, 15 seconds left of the round, all of a sudden he starts and throwing bombs like he was supposed to. I said, shit, you should have done that 7 rounds ago. And the guy didn't do it. He was tentative. He just throwing punches from left field. I don't understand, but like I told you, with the father, that's as far as he's going to go. With the father, that's as far as he's going to go. I look at Angelo, his father, and I don't see him working in any other fighter's corner, and he's a trainer, so he's just blocked in. As far as I'm concerned, he's just blocked in to his son, and yet he listens to him and is telling his son, well, you know, Danny, you know, you can't say that. You can't let him hit you. Hit him back. Fight back. It's almost like a father with a kid who gets bullied in school. Bullied in school, he said, don't let them bully you. Fight back. Well, fight back with what? What are you telling him how to fight back? He wasn't giving him instructions. He just said, fight, you know, stay there. Go out there and punch him. I'll jab him. And Spence
Jesse, you have long said, and other people have long said,
exactly,
Angel, to a certain degree, has to elevate. And this could be the downhill side of him. And Dusty, let's look again, too. He fought Sean Porter. You know, Danny Garcia has fought some top-flight guys. Maybe we've seen the erosion of him, Dusty.
He lost. And this is what I think, if you remember last week, I said if I were Danny, despite Spence's car accident, I would go after Pacquiao. Pacquiao was beatable. And then I walk in with a title. But he took the pay per view, which was, I don't blame him, there's more money, but still in all, he looked bad. I mean,
but you know, Dusty, he could have thought like you thought. This is the time to get Spence.
Exactly.
Get out.
Exactly.
Car accident. But you know
exactly.
What? Here's the thing, is Dusty, you knew the all speed curveball was coming and you missed it.
Exactly. And it swung at it when it was already across the plate. And that's exactly what it was. And then
you're talking about that son of a gun fooled me. You know what I mean? Top Philly, what's that? Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network, live here And our last show, our next one will be coming live, hopefully, from this weekend for Fortaleza, Brazil. And we're looking at Kansas City. And I think they won the kind of game that a champion wins.
Oh, wow.
Not their best game, not playing their best, but they won the game. How big was that game that they won the other day, Ed, in your estimation?
Oh, Washington? I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Kansas City. You know, they were playing the Broncos
oh.
at home.
Yeah, the Chiefs, yeah.
Listen, they didn't cover the spread, but they found a way to win.
Exactly.
But they didn't have a problem getting in the red zone.
They always do, and even then, that what I thought was a catastrophe against Denver Broncos with all their quarterbacks being sidelined, and they couldn't even postpone the game. They could, you know, obviously they were set up for slaughter, and they're only coming back how many days later. You know, they put up a good fight. You know, they gave KC a punch in her nose, but KC is KC, and that's another thing we alluded to earlier on Pittsburgh Steelers, that I don't think there is that quality team that can really like finish people off like KC would, in my opinion. And if they ran into that Ravens team and there was no starting quarterback, and maybe what do we have? The 10, 12 others sidelined with COVID, you know?
Yeah.
And diagnosis. Jesus. They would have rolled over them. But I think getting back to it all, I'm liking Buffalo. I don't know what you think, Dusty. I mean,
gentlemen, give me just a second here. As we're in our other studios, and I got my niece here. Just want to. Are you a sports fan at all?
Somewhat.
What sports do you like?
I like tennis and basketball.
Really? You know, she reminds me a lot of Serena. Now, what have you played tennis? What is it about tennis that you like?
I was on my varsity tennis team.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Democracy Prep.
Mm-hmm. How'd you do?
Pretty good. Pretty average.
Pretty average.
Yeah.
So humble. And what about basketball? Do you play basketball too?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
You give us your full name now.
Majani Azri.
Now you've done some, here's a young girl. You know, a lot of people are going to get out of their burrow. Now, give me some of the countries you traveled to already.
I've been to Ecuador, been to Rome, Trinidad, and that's pretty much it.
Now, Rome, did you
yeah, I did.
Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
You get a chance to go to the Coliseum and stuff?
Yeah.
Did you speak a little Italian?
No, not at all.
No?
No.
Okay, yeah. now, tennis, you weren't able to see. Well, you could see a lot, but this year, everything was, I think they canceled the Australian Open. Am I correct?
She mentioned sports, but the thing is that it's a tragedy with this pandemic because the scholarships.
Let me get back to where we still got it. So, do you have a favorite tennis player?
No, not at the moment. I don't want to say somebody generic like Serena because I know they're probably better people.
Hey, Dusty.
Hey,
she sounded more like a politician. I don't want to. It seemed like a politician.
Right.
You know what? Listen, she got her eyes on becoming the next VP of America.
That's right. She's going to stand by her politics, by her political venues, okay?
You have to go on the one side of the neck or the other.
I wanted to get her. That's her cousin, a fine friend, the Mendoza's, the Honorable Susan Mendoza, assembly woman, and her husband, Reverend Chief Mendoza, and we were using the studios because we had some problems with the other studio. Oh. That's the guard dog ready to attack some of the fans. Fellas, they're trying to mob me since they found I was here. Doc Sandy, what's the Blog Talk Radio on Tussle Government Network? Thunder, other sports. Football, I mean, you play football. I mean, I think a lot of ways, and a lot of people are talking, they don't want their kids to play football. Did your mother have any reservations about you playing football?
Really, because I had asthma, it's not bad anymore. But really, she was just like, "Oh, take it easy at times. Like, if you feel like he needs that time to take a rest and tell them, say something. But other than that, nothing really. I told him, I was like, oh, I want to play football. I like watching it. So it seemed interesting. So I was like, all right, I want to play.
Any other sport that you like? Because football's always been number one.
I like tennis. I played tennis for a while.
Oh, yeah. Hey, fellas, make that one of those bourgeois families right here. You play tennis? Any favorite tennis player?
Not really.
What got you into tennis?
Well, it was just one of those summers where, like, you didn't have anything to do. So I was like, all right, let me try something new. So I saw it was like a tennis program going on around where I used to live, and it seemed interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I got into it, and I played.
You know, how many kids, black kids, say, you know what, I got nothing to do for the summer. Let me go play tennis. So forget the basketball, you know, it's just, let me go play tennis. You know, it's remarkable. But there are a bunch of, you know what I liked about it, too? Dusty and Ed, because he got the nickname Thunder, because when he was a baby, they said he used to move in his mother's stomach and reminded, you know, a thunder moving, you know, the way he would move, right? Yeah.
Oh, boy,
and but so I always called him Thunder. So I said, hey, well, Thunder, you know, what's your real name? He said, you know, J.D. No, I said, like John D. He said, no, it ain't John D. You know, it ain't Julio. It's J.D. Morris. And I said, wow. I mean, he's already got a TV movie star name of football. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, 3rd and 2. J.D. Morrison has a leg tonight. Sorry, on Netflix. J.D. Morrison is, hey, I quit football for the theater. Back then, he's supposed to be there. Back up, ready. Just get ready. We're going to feel. Gentlemen, we're going to close pretty soon. Dusty, we've got, I saw something here I thought where they said that Mayweather was going to be doing some fighting or contemplating fighting. I got something from... I thought I saw something from some Kelly Swan. You know, Dusty? No.
You know what it is with Mayweather? He's one of these dudes who always has to be in the limelight. He's in love with the cameras and the interview, so he'll throw something controversial to always have the Mayweather name mentioned. I don't think he's very serious about it. Maybe, and this is on the backdrop of the Tyson Roy Jones fiasco 2 weeks ago. And then Oscar De La Hoya says, well, if they're going to do it, me too. You know, and then Lennox Lewis is a commentator for Fox Sports. He says, well, Lennox, are you ready? I said, well, I'm in shape. I'm training. But who knows? But no, at this time, I'm not thinking about it. So, you know, now the talk is up. That they're coming back, and so Mayweather, it's hard for a person who's in the limelight 24/7 to drop out and nobody talks about him. So he has to make up the story.
I remember, Wolf Frazier said, and I don't think that the Tyson Roy Jones Jr. was a fiasco. It was great having two old, you know, it's not he had the younger guy fighting the older guy. And from what I'm saying, this is Tyson started fighting an old timers league. But I remember what you said. Walt Frazier said it took him 2 years to withdraw systems that are no longer being in the limelight. You know,
exactly.
There's that great line. Yeah. Ed, I think I've said it to you before, that great line that Larry Holmes once told him, never forget, it's hard to stop doing the best thing you do in life, and people are going to pay you for it.
Exactly.
Know?
And Mike Tyson said, well, I'm going to continue. You know what made me laugh, how true it is, I don't know. He fought Jones like a savage. He pounded him for 8 rounds, you know, and then he admits to the reporters that he was high on weed. I said, oh, my Lord, are you for real? So he had taken weed before the fight just to give him that momentum and make him, you know, accustomed to feeling going the 8 rounds or the 2 rounds. I mean, or the 8 rounds, even though they were 2 minutes.
Hey, exactly. Two things here. Hey, it wasn't alcohol, and they're going to legalize weed down the line. Hey, Dusty, hey, can you imagine in the corner, in the future, he comes to the corner, takes a tote, thanks a little boy. He's ready to go. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
Get him back out there.
In, be, between you and take a little weed. Take a little puff. But, you know, now we got these back-to-back-to-back-to-back. Klitschko is coming back. Not Klitschko. Anthony Joshua is next Saturday. And then we got Triple G the following
Joshua
Saturday. And then we got Canelo just before Christmas. And, you know, the guys are keeping busy, you know. And Spence said he wants to fight next season.
I mean, I'm just trying to – I thought something with Mayweather here. Gentlemen, let's let Marvin Gaye have this say before we go on our way here on Sports and Depth.
Yeah.
On a Christmas, pre-Christmas issue. Sports and Depth, Blog Talk Radio, Trusted Governor. Eric Dusty's here. Thunder's here. And so is NFL Ed. Wow. It's that time of the year. You know what? I usually do Marvin. Let's do instead of Marvin. And we know how we feel about the kids. But you know, I remember my aunt saying this to my father, who I miss dearly at this time of year. And she heard this song. She said, my dad, you know what? It doesn't feel like Christmas until you hear this song. Mel Tormé wrote it, not King Tormé. Ladies and gentlemen, the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting
mystical
on an open fire.
Happy holiday.
Jack Frost nipping at
nobody
your
moves
nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
Wilson Brown, Live Talk Radio, on the Trust and Trust Radio Network.
Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
And if I may say that these Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Family. Take it away, good doctor.
Man, now we're talking incomparable. Dusty, we're crashing out. You a shout later. I'll give you a shout later, but I want you to tell everybody good night in Spanish. Dusty, real quickly, Spence Pacquiao, who you like there? If it happens.
Spence Pacquiao? I still got to go with youth. I mean, Pacquiao just about ruined either hard calls or Keith Thurman, because he called Thurman off after taking a beating from Josecito Lopez. But Pacquiao will try his best, but Spence right now looks like the beater. Now, I'd like to see him against Bud Crawford. Bud Crawford, right? Yeah. But I don't know. That's a real pick-up, because Crawford is a right-handed fighter that can beat your left-handed. Spence is a left-handed fighter. He cannot fight right-handed. And if you're that ambidextrous and that powerful on either side of the plate, hey, who has the advantage? You know.
The smart money here, though, is you go with Pacquiao, who's older, and you're going to get more money.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and he has a force since he beat Thurman. He's up in the Philippines fighting with Congress. And he's older. He's older. Yeah. And, I'm sorry, he has to play with age, but he's older, you know. And he got young...
So not only now is he playing with age, does he, but he's playing with the power six too?
That's right. You know, and then they're trying to do a repeat with Sean Porter and Spence. I don't want to see that. I want to see Porter go after Bud Crawford, you know. And see how he goes. I want to see him to test Bud Crawford the way he walloped Spence. Because
here's the question, though. If they make Spence and Porter again, would you see it?
Of course I'll see it. I mean, yeah. Of course I'll see it. But I want to see Porter. I want to see Porter test himself with football tactics against Crawford.
And you know what? That helps Spence too, for Porter to fight Crawford before he would fight him.
Exactly. But Porter is the strongest welterweight even if he hasn't beaten.
Justin, me and you know, cut the nonsense. Porter is a football player masquerading as a fighter.
He's a safety. He's a defensive safety. He'll knock your socks off.
Ronnie Lott. Yes,
Ronnie Lott. That was the most vicious animal in football that I can remember. Ronnie Lott.
And you know what? And you know what I noticed too, Dusty? He wore number 42, Jackie Robinson's number.
42, Mr. Ronnie Lott. Oh, what an animal that dude was. Oh, God. I was afraid to be a receiver on the offense when Ronnie Lott was on the field.
Listen, the crunches. If Ronnie Lott was covering you as a receiver, you tell the quarterback, hey, I'll stay back and block for you, baby.
I said, look, I'll sit down on the bench this play.
He's got a headache. Let's say goodnight in Spanish, baby.
Buenas noches, todo el mundo. Cuídense y feliz Navidad. And que Dios lo bendiga. God bless everybody. And please be safe on this pandemic. Okay, Doc. Later.
Talk to you later, baby. Dusty live from our Queen studio. Yeah. We got Ed live from our New York City. We're here in our Bronx studio. And Thunder, we've got some closing thoughts. What do you think? You had a good time joining with us?
Yeah. It was nice. It was funny, too.
Okay. Do some exercise and pump some mind. And you, if you're in sports, you got to strengthen your legs, because every sport franchise, your legs got to be strong and tough. You got to run with football, you got to run with basketball, you got to run with baseball, and you got to run with boxing. If you don't develop them legs, you're in trouble. Okay?
Not only that, Dusty, because if you're just an agent, you can run to the bank.
Well, that's me.
Thanks,
Dad. Okay. God bless. Later.
Okay. Where's your brothers at? Bring them up. Let them say goodnight for us, too. Yeah, Doc Stanley live from our other Bronx studio. And we are saying happy birthday to Bob Arum, 89 years old today. Saying happy birthday to Larry, the legend Bird, and also Johnny Bench. And remember, Malcolm Sumter Jr. Fellas, just say goodnight.
Good night.
God bless you. Say
God bless you.
And thanks for being. Say thank you.
Thank you
for being on the show.
Thank you for being on the show.
There you go. Now, who are these two guys?
Wyatt and Moni.
That's the two brothers. Hey, I got one guy to collect the money, one guy to carry it to the bank. Doc Stanley, Sports and Box Talk Radio on the Crusted Guardian. Now we're closing out, as we all do, with one of my dad's favorite singers, and it was one of my favorite songs, Brook Benton, The Lost Penny.
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw a neat rusty. These words, just barely visible, in God we trust. I held it for a moment, then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand. Oh, in God we trust, in God we trust, we're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust.
Niggas, mom, think.
And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, "Be still and know that I am God, and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost penny and place in me your trust. Oh, in God we trust, in God we trust, we're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust.
Yeah, get ready to roll out here now, and we will close out. Miss Janie, I just want to admit to her here in our columns. Not a lot to it, but Serena Williams, the class of dignity and stature. Sports and Depth, Rob Talk Radio on the Trusted Curve Network. Close out. Hope you enjoyed the show. It should be our last one here as we roll here, heading to Brazil, hopefully. And our next show should be live this weekend for Fortaleza in Brazil. More can follow shows this time.
Running used to be.
And, as always, you know, another song that I like so much, and I really feel so upset that I didn't meet Miss Cole, but I think she has, to me, the greatest female Christmas song of all time, and so we're going to run that for you. Then we're going to close out my grown-up Christmas wish, and our guest today. Yeah, we got Thunder, OJD, Mother said, and the Suit. I mean, you know, you really look at a young lady who traveled. How many of our kids can say at this stage of their life
that they travel to Rome. I mean, other countries, because people forget the average American doesn't have a passport. Escalating need for passports in America is simply because Americans now need passports for Mexico and Canada. Otherwise, I think one time like 3% of Americans had passports. Now, if you go back 20, 30 years, how many people had passports? You know what I mean? How many people left there? I mean, your idea of vacation was staying at home where you lived or going to where your other family members lived. And my mother's case, our sister and brother's still in Virginia. They said that the average person never leaves no more than about 200 miles outside of where they're eventually born. Yeah, well, I messed that up. And you know, when I was born in Virginia and came to New York and then went to Thailand. But that's remarkable. Let's close that one more time. I just like this Christmas song, too. I think it's the greatest rendition of the first Noel. Howard Hewitt, the first Noel. And thank Majani and J.D. Thunder for being on the show with us. Schwartz and Depp, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network.
M-I?
Okay. What's the lesson?
Thank you.
Also in closing, I have the children. That's going to be the last voices you hear as we close out. Francis, on Danny Styles on the 5th birthday. I think his birthday. I think Jay-Z's birthday is on the 5th too. But anyhow, it's time to close out. That's Danny Sports Net Blog Talk Radio on the Trusted God Radio Network. Sports and Death is back in Melbourne. Dr. Sam Keene and his sports passing members, NFL Ed and Dusty, joined back on this Christmas segment of this in-depth informative education and historical look at the world of sports on this renowned and legendary award-winning radio show, Sports and Depth. Diversity from both a daily and historical perspective, bringing us both an in-depth look and perspective not only on the sports of our time, but two of the players and performers of the said events, both now and yesterday. And J.D. Morrison, a.k.a. Thunder, and Ms. Majani S.I.E. join Uncle Mel in this segment of S.I.D. Sports and Debt, a.k.a. S.I.D., also brings us a unique strategy of sports from an intellectual perspective, not just athletics, because it takes a raw, God-given talent, traditionally two takes, a blessed mind filled with passion, determination, intellect, a belief of competing, and accomplishing too. And with in-depth knowledge and that word intellect of Dr. Iconic Posse, Sports and Debt is too the world in debt. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Ken, where we always walk the room, talk our issues, and brand the truth. Blessed holidays to all. We will broadcast our next show in Port Reyes, Missouri. And remember, keep the Christ and Christian. Jesus is the reason for the season. You can look back on time, but you never get it back. You have to say things you don't mean, or you don't mean what you say. In the ballpark, and not on the team. You can't take back what you say, no matter how good, bad, or indifferent. There's always a couple of jokers in the deck. Barely lost, almost won. Doc Sandy's words of good wisdom and truth, a.k.a. Jesus Luigi's words of wealth. Doc Sandy, sporting the Blog Talk Radio, and trusting God in the work. Thanks for the teaching of every question is, what are you doing for us? Service others, need you pray for your room here on earth. My Ali, Dr. King. Brother Kimini, and my brother Cooper, Nelson Mandela, and brother Kim Alcoa. Doc Sandy, sporting the Blog Talk Radio, and trusting God in the work. Happy holidays. Presentations. Dr. Sanders spoke to Bob Talk Radio and his trust in God in the way. Trust in God. And as I said, we're going to close out by the children, the voice of the children. As Marvin Gaye always says, save the children, and we're saving them last. They're going to be the ones that say good night and Merry Christmas. Mr. Gaye.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares?
Real quickly, we're going to let them say.
Save
say
the
Merry
world.
Christmas and good night.
Merry Christmas and good night.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Who
Thunder,
really
come
cares?
Over here, baby. Then everybody say happy. The Marvin Gaye, the Becca. Merry Christmas and good night.
Merry Christmas and good night.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Now come the time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas. Happy New Year. Good night.
Happy New Year.
When the world won't be singing.
Merry
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Flowers.
To you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Good night. God bless you.
Bells won't be ringing.
Good night.
Happy New Year.
God bless
you. Who really cares?
Give me a kiss. Yeah, that's some loose sweet girl.
Who's willing to try?
Who is
willing to try?
Thank you, Marvin.
Save a world.
To save a world.
Okay. You want to say goodnight to him? Say goodnight. Say goodnight. Give him a kiss. Give him a kiss. The children.
When I look at the world.
We're going to have to take a picture for them at the lodge, too. A group shot. Dr. Christ, what's your blocks? I'm going to trust you that Marvin gets. On this day, let the kids say goodnight.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, to save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth, Broad Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network. Jesus, the reason for the season. Keep the Christ in Christmas. God bless you all. Thanks for being here once more on Sports in Depth, where we're broken rumors of Saturday's season brand new too. Sports in Depth, Broad Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network. Trust in God.
Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So is my life long with my grown-up Christmas list? Not for myself, but for
no more
lies torn apart. If war would never start, and time would heal all hearts. Every
and see if she has one.
This is my grown up Christmas list. What is this illusion called? The innocence of you. Maybe only in that blind belief can we ever find the truth.
Now I'm going to write mine on this.
Okay, thanks.
Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
In closing, I'd be remiss if I didn't shout out to our number one listener in Porto Redonda, Brazil, and also remember to donate to Constable Thompson's organization. I should have read that on here too. I've got to get that out there for you. We'll have next show. We'll be in Brazil next show, so we'll have that information for you. Donate to his organization, who I should have right in front of me, but I don't. But we'll give you the information. Thanks for being with us once more. Time and closing out with the Christmas music. This I first heard the Jackson 5 do from their Christmas. This is about 19. Let's you know, sometimes it's people who do a song and then come out and say it's a little better. No, somebody wrote the Christmas song. That's it. But it was Cat 1940 who made it more than a single better. Donnie Clark, I'll always love you, boy. Go to Sonny. But when he's done, he made it more. And I would like to think with you, and then tell me what you like to say. Thank you, God. I can't get the back of the day.
Michael Jackson, not in Jackson. He knows Jackson.
legendary couple, Jackson Five. And Jackson's been very good. When the Beatles show this people, they thought they would have found this pound for pound, which they were. Paul Williams, Otis Williams, David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, and Melvin Franklin, the Temptations. But this is the new Temptations rendition that I think isn't equal. Okay? If it ain't better, it's good. It's good. Good luck on Christmas Day. Otis Williams found that this is still there. Melvin Franklin. We love on Christmas Day. The legendary, the incredible, the Sugar Ray Robinson singers, groups, Temptations.
Yeah.